This Shabbat is known as Shabbat Shuvah because of the opening words of the Haftarah, Shuvah Yisrael. If one looks in the Chumashim, the text of the Haftarah is Psukim from Hoshea Perek Yud Daled, Psukim Bet Yud, followed by Psukim from Micha Perek Zayin, Psukim Yud Chet Tekaf, and then Psukim from Sefer Yoel, Perek Bet, Psukim Tet Vav to Kaf Zayin. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch in Sim Tav Kaf Chet, if Chet, it says that the Haftarah Shabbat Shuva is the Psukim from Hoshea, Shuva Yisrael, which is, of course, thematically correct for this time of year. However, the problem is that these Psukim finish on a negative note, Uposhim Yikashlu Bam, and we never like to finish something on a negative note. So, therefore, the Rishonim say that we should add other psukim to what we say, so that we'll finish on something positive. We've got a machloket in the Rishonim what psukim we should add. The Abu Dram says that we should add the psukim from Micha, Mikel Kamocha. They come up also at the end of the Haftarah at Mincha and Yom Kippur, and we say them for Tashlich. And the Tosfot says that we add in the psukim from Yoel, and they're appropriate. Our minhag, as I say, seems to be that we say both sets of psukim. The problem is that, as Rav Moshe Feinstein raises in a tshuva in Igrot Moshe Orachaim Chelak Aleph Simon Kuf Ayin Dalad, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch Daf Kuf Mem Simon Kuf Mem Dalad Seif Aleph, based on the Gemara Masechet Megillah Daf Kaf Dalad, that minavi lenavi ein medalgin. That when you're reading a Haftarah, you can't jump and read Psukim from one Navi and then jump to read Psukim from another Navi. However, with Treyasar Medalgin, Minavi Navi, however, within the 12 minor prophets, that's all regarded as one book of the Navi, and therefore you can jump from Navi to Navi. So long as you go in order and you don't jump backwards. So you can read earlier Pesukim, you could read from Hoshea and then from Yonah, but you couldn't read from Yonah and then from Hoshea. So the problem is that in the Chumashim, it's printed Hoshea, then Micha, and then Yoel. But Sefer Yoel comes before Micha. So how is it that we read Psukim from Micha and then go back and read Psukim from Yoel? So Rav Moshe Feinstein's, his answer is that you were never supposed to read both the Psukim from Micha and from Yoel. You do either one or the other. There's the Abu Dram and then there's Tosfot. So what do we do? That's, he says, if we're leaning from a klaf, so then we don't want to have to roll the klaf so much after finishing Hoshea, roll it all the way to Yoel, rolling it all the way to Micha, because that's quite a long way, and there's Tirchat Tzibura, it's a pain for the congregation. So in that case, we're laying the Psukim from Yoel. Even though there's 13 Psukim there, and you don't really need to lay 13 Psukim, nevertheless, seeing as it's close by, we'll lay those Psukim. However, if you're leaning from a printed Chumash, so then or even a printed Tanakh, you've just got to flip the page, and it's not a big deal. So then just read the Psukim from Micha, because they're appropriate. So it's either or. If it's from a Klaf, you lay the Psukim from Yoel. If it's from a printed Chumash, then you lay the Psukim from Micha. Anybody who has the first edition of the Hertz Chumash, the 1936 edition in five volumes, they will find that under the Haftarah for Shabbat Shuva, it has the Psukim from Hoshea, and then it says, if Shabbat Shuva is on Shabbat Vayelech, which it is this year, then you read the three Psukim from Micha. If it's on Parashat Ha'azinu, which it is many, many years, so then you read the 13 Psukim from Yoel. And that is based on the Dagul Merivava, that's the Nodav Yehuda, Rav Yecheskel Landau of Prague, who says that the Psukim from Micha fit in thematically with Parashat Vayelech, and the Psukim from Yoel fit in thematically with Parashat Ha'azinu. But as I said, in the later editions of the Hurt and in all the other Chumashim that I've seen, it has the Psukim from Micha, followed by the Psukim from Yoel. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Tav Kaf Chet says is based on the Eliyahu Rabbah, who says in Prague they add Micha v'Yoel. They add both sets of Psukim. So we've still got the question, how can you lane them in what seems to be the wrong order? So footnotes in the Dirshu, they say that according to Chazon Ish, this din of not laning backwards only applies if you're laning from a klaf, doesn't apply if you're laning from a printed Chumash or Tanakh, and therefore you can read the Pesukim from Micha and then the Pesukim from Yoel. Many places say, you know, whatever the minhag is, that's what you do. Wherever I've been, the Rav, I have, and generally speaking, the Rav is called up for this Haftarah, so I read just the Pesukim from Micha. It's one of those nice, rare occasions that nobody complains about, even if you're going against what they think is the accepted minhag. But if on a short laning, a short Shabbat, you're knocking off another 13 psukim from the Haftarah, nobody seems to mind too much about that. Whether that's good or bad on Shabbat Shuvah, not to want to hear the words of the Navi, I couldn't comment. Ad kan.